This is RSBNB Update, Episode 8, recorded August 6th, 2005. And I'm Shane12088 here with Pika, and we have two guests today, which are
Bummer Boy.
Maybe one at a time. Well, basically, we have Bummer Boy and Chrisella from RSBNB. Chrisella is a moderator on RSBNB, and Bummer Boy is a member of the design crew. They're both with us here this week to do this show.
Yeah.
We're going to follow the same format as normal. We're going to start with RuneScape updates, go into tech news, questions, and then just the normal ending stuff that we normally do. First item on this week's RuneScape updates is the addition of more bank space.
Bank space, yes. I love
finally. My bank was getting down to 1.5 rows when they did this. What about you?
Mine was kind of empty to begin with, but I guess more bank space is good.
Yeah. The night before that happened, Mike had to delete a bunch of items from his bank the night before the update came on.
Did that make him mad?
Yeah, kind of.
I guess so.
Yeah. You guys don't have members, do you?
I don't.
No?
Mine's full, though. My bank's full.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's in my bank.
I don't know what's in my bank, either.
I keep mine semi-organized. Bank space is something that's a personal thing on how you organize it and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys have in your banks?
Anything and everything, I guess.
Yeah. 110 strange fruits?
Oh, yeah, actually, like, something like that. Over 100, at least.
Yeah. You guys...
Donate strange fruits to me, please, because it's for the Help Pika Foundation, and it'll be great.
You guys have anything interesting in your banks, Chrisella and Bummer Boy?
I have member stuff that I can't use.
Oh, yeah. You going to be getting members again?
Probably not.
Probably not, man.
Well, that's a 5 out of 5 update for Jagex, I think. Bank space. Do we all agree on that? Kind
better
of.
Than nothing.
Yes. Yeah. More bank space for F2P, please.
Yeah.
You
maybe.
Don't pay. Don't get anything.
Huh.
You too.
I don't know. There's a reasonable line between the paid version and the non-paid version, but this isn't the show that will go into that kind of stuff.
Not yet.
No. Then another update this week was the creation of Waterbirth Island. This island I don't see any point for. Did you go there when it came up?
I never went there, but I heard it's not that great.
No. Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of Faganoth and and new magical undersea monsters.
Monsters.
Yeah. Monsters. They dropped some kind of hide, supposedly, for some new ranging armor. Never looked at that. Another update with that region is the Enchanted Leer has 2 teleports now. So,
and if you take a manta ray or a
sea turtle,
yeah, you can get 3 or 4 teleports, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't have any of those fish. Do you?
I'd have to check. Probably not.
No. Yeah. So maybe that's something good. But I lost mine actually. I don't know where it is.
I think I just dropped mine one day. I don't see any good use for it. since I don't go up there anyways.
Yeah. And then the second part of the update was the new random events. I don't know, are these for... These are members only. Or, no, they're
some of them are for free.
Yeah, has anybody encountered any?
I saw someone with the frogs, but...
I saw a frog nest.
Yeah, I saw one today, too. I've had two evil chickens.
I've never even seen one of those. What do they drop?
Feathers. You can see a picture on the blog. On my blog, there's a picture of when it appeared inside the zombie cage in the Wizard's Guild.
Uh-huh.
And it used magic on me.
Huh.
And then last night when I was at the Barrows with you, an evil chicken appeared just as I was teleporting away.
Uh-huh.
So, that's that's all I've had. You want to elaborate on your experience there, maybe?
Oh, the Barrows?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I killed all six of the little warrior people, guys, whatever.
Pinkies?
Yeah, the pinkies. And I made my way through the maze thingy to the center where the chest is, and I opened it up, and I get 2,000 coins.
40 yeah. Yeah, I was waiting there for you, actually.
It wasn't quite the best treasure I've ever found, I guess you could say, and it didn't make me happy.
No. But certain people have gotten really, really rich off the Barrows.
Certain people.
Yeah, certain people. It's just a matter, I guess, of your luck. I don't know. I've never got really anything good there. Best thing was a dragon medium helmet off of some dead guy.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Something like that. Update part of the show. Anybody want to add anything about anything for RuneScape?
Donate strange fruits to Pika 69 for the Help Pika Foundation.
Oh yeah, that's good. I don't have any more of those strange fruits. I think I gave you a few. You guys have any strange fruits, Chris, Chrisella?
Nope.
Well, isn't it only members that random event?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I think it is.
Because I've never had one.
I think it is too.
I don't know.
So donate now. donate.
Oh yeah, the strange plant is members only.
Yeah. Okay, let's get on.
Yeah. Okay. On to tech news.
Tech news, yes.
Yeah. This tech news is the only thing that we're really seem to be reporting on in this is how bad Windows is and how people are able to crack it.
And you're just now saying how bad Windows is?
I'm good at Windows.
Yeah, but it's really bad sometimes.
Anyone can be good at Windows.
Yeah. Windows genuine advantage. Cracked again. That's the genuine advantage thing that prevents people from using pirated copies of Windows, but it's been cracked, and there's an article here about how somebody was able to bypass the lock. So, I guess it just goes to prove that these anti-piracy features don't help anyone. They just hurt the innocent people that are trying to do legal stuff.
Don't forget that Windows sucks.
Yeah, that's a good Flash movie, actually. I was going to say something about Windows.
It's no good, and the new version coming out isn't any good either, so...
Vista!
Or use Linux. Yeah, Vista.
Yeah. Somebody had an acronym somewhere of what Vista stands for. Something like viruses, spam, something along the lines of that. I don't know, I'll get that acronym after. The next news item is the ability to read any book on Google. This is something that's probably going to be shut down before we know it, but it well, we appear to have lost Chris. Can everybody still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, apparently we lost Chris. I'll bring him back in.
Huh.
It's probably not that good with Windows, then.
Sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, back onto the Google thing, somebody in this article was reading a copy of the Da Vinci Code. Shows the exact pages and index of the book. Something that was probably... Somebody reading a copy of the Da Vinci Code showed the actual text in the book. So something that we might... That's good, but probably be shut down sooner or later. So we'll see about that.
Copyright.
The next item on the news list is dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. It's a news site that's put together. The news stories are put together and submitted by people that use the site. And then if the story's good, it gets promoted to the front page. And the more digs it has, the more popular the story. It's what I use for my news on it. Right now, the top story is that the best Hubble images ever with 534 digs, and read any book via Google has 531 digs on it. So that's where we got that from. Be sure to check that site out. I'll post a link to it. And the final tech news is Linux. Linux is something that's... It's a server operating system.
Confusing.
Yeah, it is actually confusing. Like, just trying to get drivers to work and everything, you know? Like, in Windows, you install something and it works right away. Whereas in Linux, you have to actually find the direct driver. So... That's one of the downfalls with Linux, but it's not ready for the home user yet. Has anybody here adventured to try it?
Nope.
I might try it, but I'm not sure if I would use it regularly.
No. We'll give you some links, and we'll post some links here on this news item. Just wanted to mention Linux to see if anybody that listens to the show has used it before.
What is it? Is it like a thing that you install on Windows or
Linux? Is an system. Yeah. It's open source. It's made by various people. Open source. So
and it's made, and these people who make it aren't quite normal, I guess. So
no,
that's why it's very difficult to use.
Yeah. There are some easy distributions like Linspire is okay, but. It's open source, so we could make an RSBNB Linux if we wanted to with, like, a nice interface and everything, and drivers all compiled, but that would take far too long. Everything, you have the ability in Linux to edit every thing, ranging from the kernel, which is the thing that's very, very down low in the computer. So it's just something to think of if you're wanting a new challenge.
Nope.
No?
I'm good.
Okay.
Windows is fine with me.
Yeah, it's I'm fine too, so.
We're gonna go on to questions now. First question here was submitted by Chris. Would you care to ask your question?
This is for you too, Shane and Pika. What kind of music do you like and what's your favorite bands?
We'll let Pika go first.
I like a lot of music. I like music in general, like my bands, I like Green Day and System of a Down and My Chemical Romance, Linkin Park, and the soundtrack from Phantom of the Opera.
I see. About Chrysala, what about you?
Well, I listen to everything, anything that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a good motto. I myself,
it's kind of like that.
I don't listen to much myself. What?
Gasp. No,
I'll not listen to music.
How can you not listen to music?
I have the various soundtracks. You guys want to hear a sampling?
Let's hear what you got. That's my radio right there.
Oh, yeah. I'll give my sample now. I don't know what was going on back there.
Oh yeah, I like the Beastie Boys.
that was the radio jingle.
I told you never to play that either.
We're done with that. We're done with that now.
Okay.
That was just a nice little sample then. What about Chris? What about you? What kind of music you listen to?
Mostly rock, classic rock, and some heavy metal.
I see.
Like what are some bands?
Not screamer bands. Screamer bands are like Slipknot and people like Devil Driver, yeah. Godsmack. Those bands I don't like.
Oh, that reminds me. Once upon a time, back in the day, me and Mike were actually talking about music, and he gave me a link to one of his online radio stations, and it turns out he's a heavy metal rocker. So.
Next question is, what do you guys think of Google Earth Maps and the Google Earth Maps? It's basically a way to look around Maps on Google, and it has satellite, road maps, everything, and it lets you alter the angle of which way you're viewing it. So it's kind of weird, but the buildings aren't 3D when you change the angle. They're still 2D.
I tried that today. I downloaded it. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I think they have a definite future in the kind of applications and off-the-board stuff that nobody else will do. I think that's good. I like it. That's from Jeff, moderator RSBNB. Question from Dan, moderator RSBNB. What do you think RuneScape Classic now? What do you think about RuneScape Classic now being members only? How do you think that this will affect RuneScape?
I think RuneScape Classic is on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm. I played it till I was like level 20, then RuneScape 2 came out. So
I started playing it back in 2001.
Oh yeah.
And it sucked.
Well, to really appreciate RuneScape Classic, I've heard this a million times. You've had to have played it before RuneScape 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
To really appreciate RuneScape Classic. So anyone who hasn't played it before RS2 isn't really going to see the whole glory in it.
I don't. Like,
you don't?
No.
Well, some people like it, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
you know, those kind of people.
Chrisala, what do you think?
Oh, I didn't even know it was members only until you just said it then. Because I had an account, but I just to see what it was like. But I didn't
I remember if you went on the free worlds, everyone was using AutoWars and MacroWars and everything. So
didn't they keep it just so people could see what it was like? Now they really can't unless they become members.
Yeah. Well, what they did, I think, is they took the RuneScape Classic Free World servers and converted them to New York servers.
Oh yeah, like World 89. That used to be a
classic
server.
I think that's what they did.
Maybe they're just cheap. They didn't want to buy new servers.
I'd go for some new servers.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Nope.
No, what I'm saying is they took the old classic servers and turned them into RS2 servers, so they went buy a new one.
It's recycling.
Yeah, recycling.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Okay, next question is from King Kala. There's a series of them. Oh, I keep pronouncing that name wrong. Does anybody else want to give it a try?
Didn't you say Kula?
King Kula.
Okay.
I say Kula.
I thought it was Kula.
Yeah, I know. I think it's Kula because of a Star Trek show. But we won't go there right now. That's not what the show's about. We're not doing a science fiction show.
We'll put up a poll on his name pronunciation.
Sure. We're doing a show on RuneScape and tech.
Oh, yeah. So let's get back to question.
The RuneScape. What is your favorite skill, and what do you like so much about it?
My favorite skill. What's your favorite skill, Cressla?
Mining. But that's probably only because it's my best one. My highest one.
Oh yeah, 85, right?
Yep.
What about, now that's an accomplishment. What about
still
you?
Going.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? What do you like the best?
Just combat.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like skills. I never did. They're too boring.
Mark?
My favorite skill? Oh, definitely farming. I just like it so much, I'm afraid to try it, you know?
And, it's like. Yeah, not what you dislike.
Huh. I'm never doing farming. What do I like? I actually enjoy fishing. That's one thing I do enjoy.
Fishing is, yeah, I like fishing, but there's just more bigger fish to fry in this time. Like, I've been doing my favorite skill is probably fletching, because it's the highest and you can bring money in easily, or runecrafting. But right now I'm using, I'm doing magic to get it to 85. Yeah. Next question. Do you think the RS official forums are doing all right, or are they running out of control?
I've spent quite a time on them. And,
I don't know. I hardly ever go there. Maybe you can answer this thing.
While I was on there, they're pretty much well maintained. There's too many people on there, I think. I mean, because once you post something, it's already on the third page.
Oh, yeah.
Within the second, so it's not that great to buy or sell on, but definitely not good for selling, but I guess you're okay.
Yeah.
They're not too bad.
Mm-hmm. And final question is, or I don't know, what do you think, this question says, do you think the next new quest about a day after the show will be a continuation or an open up a new place? Do you think it'll be a good quest?
Probably continuation.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, we don't know.
Like a continuation on, maybe on Desert Treasure to Zaros.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'm just guessing.
Oh yeah, I'd like that. That's probably about it for questions today. We really do need audio questions. Audio questions just add so much more to the show. I think it would be a wise option to say that we'll do all audio questions, but we'll only pick the best text questions to do, because we really do want audio questions. So if you want to be on the show for sure, definitely ask an audio question.
And make sure it's appropriate, guys.
Yes, we don't need to know. We don't need to know questions about your sleeping habits or anything about like that.
Or anything more inappropriate. Make sure it's about RuneScape or tech news or anything like that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, something we can actually answer.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of the show, what are we doing on RuneScape? We'll start with the guests. Chrysala, what are you doing on RuneScape this week?
Well, you probably know that I have like a business thing going with like orders. I'm doing that.
Oh yeah, what do you take orders for?
Anything that I can get.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I can get it, people can
like
order.
A general store kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
good.
To get
cool.
5k of S for King Collar at the moment.
Oh, I want some.
Okay.
Chris, what about you?
Well, I'm retired, but once in a while I get on just to chop wood.
I see. Use, okay. Yeah. Okay, oh, me?
Yeah.
Magic. I took a trip to the rune crafting place to make some more law runes for telegrabbing herbs.
Herbs.
Yes. Correct me every week, don't you?
Every week.
Yeah.
Well, I have a correction.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, it's not for King Color, it's for me mental, actually. Yeah.
Apologize.
I'd share that.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Yeah. And what do we think is coming up for RS? I don't know. August seems like a random month again.
You forgot about what I was doing on RuneScape.
Oh, but you said. Oops.
Really?
Oh. You said you didn't know.
That was last week, Shane.
Okay. What are you doing this week, then?
This week, I got 86 woodcutting and 86 fletching, so I'm on a roll.
You still...
I high elked about 1,000 magic longs today, so I'm kind of getting some money. It's okay.
That's good.
Okay, on to whatever you were saying.
Aren't you racing someone in a race to get 99 woodcutting, 99 fletching, or 99 fire making?
That's a big goal.
Oh, yeah, me and Lance were going to do that, but he decided to do some other stuff, and I kind of slacked off too, so I'm not sure if it's still active.
Okay, well, what do we think is coming up for RuneScape? Anybody here want to wager their bets?
I have no idea.
No clue.
What's going on RuneScape?
I think it's time to bring Bob back and start talking about Zaros again.
I think it's time for Zaros.
Yeah.
There needs to be like a quest about the gods or something.
Mm-hmm.
Involving Zaros, but maybe or...
I got it. No. The invention of my time rune. You go back into the time when the god wars and you have to pick which side to follow and you help that side. And then your RuneScape game is changed depending on that.
Like you get a certain blessing or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh. That's not bad.
Time runes. Yes. One day soon. Well, I think that's about it for this episode of RSBNB Update. We'll be back next week with more episodes of RSBNB Update. Anybody have any closing remarks?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I guess that's it. Shane.
Yeah, we're also looking for
cheap
guests,
noise.
I guess. So if you want to be a guest, just send a private message to me or Shane.
Yeah. And if it's a... We'll get back to you if we decide to have you on the show or not. Please don't feel... heartbroken if we don't have you on the show, because there are certain people that can be on the show, and certain people that might not.
Special people.
Like the one who showed up.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Signing out for Bummer Boy, RSBNB Update, Chrysala, and Pika. Am I forgetting anyone?
Everyone can go home.
You.
Okay.
Yes.
See ya, everyone.
Bye.
Yeah, everyone.